discount. We don't even know why. It was done so long ago in 2011. And so we had to correct that so that everyone would be assessed the same. Now, your property itself, your square footage, as you know, we don't come inside. And on condos, we can't come measure the inside. So those are platted. And in your plat, we go off of what the developer gave us for size. So that some of your units will be different amounts for valuation, but they're valued on what amenities they have. Got a balcony, a patio, how many square feet, and then typically how many bathrooms.
Okay, but I think his overall question is, have you done all of the condos in this way at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
And some of those buildings built different years.
Some of them are built in different years.
So they depreciate differently, yeah.
Okay, so there's depreciation differences in them because of the age of the condominium unit. Okay. So if you go back, what was your question?
I was going to say, if I go back on, and I don't remember when I looked at the website, you know, the public website with all the assessed values. At the time, I only looked at what I thought was the most similar buildings, which were the ones to the left and to the right of me, 2003 and 2007. I don't even know if the units in there have been sold yet. I assume they were built around the same time, not a significant difference in time frame. Again, I'm only speaking about those two because I felt those two were the most reasonable to compare against mine. And every single assessed value, at least the original assessed value, now I know it's a little bit lower because the appraise came down, or more, somewhere significantly more, like less than half of what I'm being assessed this year.
What did you get? When did you look at that?
Around the time when I made the appointment. Is it when I made the appeal? So probably a month ago.
Okay. Do you think those values have changed? Do you know what website he's talking about?
He'd be talking about Beacon.
Okay.
Remember, the last time it updated was May 16th.
Okay. So as to whether Beacon's been updated, we don't. Let's put it this way. According to the assessor, it should happen because she's done that for the entire building, but we don't know what Beacon's going to have on it tomorrow.
The entire complex, the units.
Is that accurate? Okay.
Yeah, that was.
All right. The appeal on this was valuation and classification?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just
value and class.
Value class. Okay. Is there any more discussion by the board? Okay. I would make a motion to deny a change of valuation, but change the classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential, if that's because it was 100% commercial, I guess, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other words, a mixed use. You have a second?
I'll second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, you'll get a decision out within a few days. If you want to appeal that decision to the tax commission, it'll tell you how you need to do that. But the valuation was denied, but the classification was changed. Hopefully you're going to see those more consistent values across the board on Beacon, but they may not be on there right at this moment. Okay?
Will I get a revised change notice with the classification, reflecting the classification change?
Correct. You'll get a BOE decision that changes that classification.
It'll tell me my...
It'll tell you what the classification is. The levy is not set until after we complete our session. And the levy, you know, it doesn't mean just because you go up a certain percentage here in your property tax doesn't mean that that's what's going to be equate to what the levy goes up, because it may not change a lot. The assessor would like to say something.
And the last thing you need to know is this is a brand new building. I mean, it was built in 2023.
Okay.
As opposed to the others that have been.
So there will be depreciation differences in the properties. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm looking at 2003 and 2007, which were built at the same time.
Okay.
I'm not looking at the south vineyards or the one with the neighborhood right across the street. I'm not looking at those units. Not even looking at the ones across the street, because those have a better viewing than the ones that are on my side of the street. And I looked at those two other units, and that was my basis for the appeal, was that why am I being penalized the most out of either, call it, five units that are on the second and third floors of the other two buildings?
We don't disagree with you, but we believe that those have been equalized at this point. When she went back and assessed those, they may not be showing on Beacon at this moment, but we believe that the assessor is indicating to us that she's gone across the board on the buildings and equalized those amounts. And, of course, you got to take into account depreciation and differences in square footage and things like that, but they should be equalized at this point, is my understanding.
So these would have all been assessed the same way and according to whatever your developer has down for your square footage. And so on all of these buildings, these new buildings I'm looking at on Beacon, if I'm looking at it from, I think, I can't tell in the picture if it's the front, but one corner on every building is a higher price than the other units that are in that building. So I'm looking at what looks like four units per building. But there's something about in what I'm looking at, my picture, the bottom right corner, every one of those buildings is higher on just those units. But they have different specifications than the other ones in the unit.
See, that's what I don't understand, because I've been in a unit across the hall from me. It's the same exact unit, just mirrored. So I have to believe that the same units 3 and 4 in building 2003 and 2007 are the same. So I'm not following that part. I know you said that you're not allowed to go into the units, but that doesn't make sense to me. I think the unit across the hall from me, assessed value was one third. It didn't go up at all from the prior year, unless there were changes made after I looked.
Now, you know that you can look at, if you look those up on yours, when you bring your name up at the bottom, it'll have a property record card. And on that will show differences, why one's higher than another. We put your sketch on there and all the amenities that we put in there versus you can check your neighbors and see why theirs is different. You can actually look at that. But you didn't contact us and before the meeting here and again, my guys have sketched it according to what.
I did contact you.
But we sketched it according to what is in that building per the developer.
You believe you did contact her?
I shared all the.
She was talking about prior to the appeal.
So I'm saying if you talked to one of my appraisers prior to the appeal, they would have told you why that was different. But right now, I don't have that in front of me.
I spoke to someone, and they told me to appeal. I spoke to someone shortly after I got your notice, whenever that was, late May. Made the appeal. I sent in all the information requested, including documentation of all the units I've already mentioned a couple of times, and their assessed appraised values, and why I didn't understand why mine was significantly higher. I didn't know I was supposed to send any other information. That's what I was instructed to do.
No, I mean, you did the right thing, and we've made that decision. If you look at this and still feel that the decision was not correct, you have a right to appeal to the State Tax Commission, and that will be in your letter. But based on the information that the board has in front of it, we've made the motion, changed you to mixed classification, and denied the valuation, but I don't believe there's a discrimination claim, so we don't have it in front of us to actually go into.
So what do you mean by discrimination claim?
In other words, if there was a discrimination claim that you're being treated differently than somebody else in your similar position, that's something that we could go into as well. And I think we have, to an extent.
I'm not saying that. I just think that the assessments weren't correct.
Okay.
The assessments weren't correct.
I think, understand. I understand.
So the judges on their laptops on Beacon have a separate key they can hit for price per square foot, mm-hmm. and you can see where that right one is every one of them, on all those buildings is that value. So
Okay.
Again, if the appraiser, and they have been out there recently, because like I said, when we had the problem, we made sure everything was supposed to be right. But what the differences are offhand, I can't tell you at the moment.
You guys don't have access to Beacon while we're talking here. I was prepared for this, you know, a couple hours from now. I don't know if I'm on the computer.
No, we do have Beacon. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I mean, Beacon is not, my understanding of Beacon's not a county website, is it?
No, it's not.
It's a private.
I have it here.
We've got a picture up right now, an aerial view of the property. That's what we're looking at.
They're all here. If you make it smaller, though, there's some over here that got 125. So I don't know.
So what he's saying is this right. Should be this set of values, that one's over there. And that should be it.
But we don't know that because the appraiser went out there and there's some reason why he put different things on this one versus this. And he did the same on all of these. So I doubt it's an anomaly on that because, again, he would have had to put those specific things in to get those numbers.
Yeah.
We don't count bedrooms.
So the person that does the assessments is not on this panel?
No, this panel is an independent citizen board, and the assessor is here. We are just making a decision based on the evidence that we have in front of us and the powers the statute gives us to look at. So we don't have we're not here supporting the assessor or, you know, we're an independent board.
No, I would ask you if the assessor was there, the person that assigned these values, then we wouldn't be assuming anything. He could tell us, or she could tell us what she did here and why one appraised or assessed value was $22,000 or $23,000, and my mind's $69 or $65 or whatever it is now.
Well, and again, Beacon just may not be up to date because there were a lot of things sent out recently. So, but they're looking at it right now. Even though you didn't check off the discrimination box, and by discrimination we mean your property is being treated differently than another similar situated property. That's what we mean. Nothing about the person themselves, but we're looking at it. Okay. Yeah, that's in Beacon. Yeah, I can understand what he's looking at. You want to show her that? Because I don't.
Yeah. So, Susan, I'm sure this is what he's seeing right here.
Yeah, if you're looking at, again, building 3003, unit 3 and 4, building 2007.
And we're looking right now because it looks like his has a loft or something. So let's go down and see the picture. No, that one's got something. Right. Check with the guys. Because, like I said, I don't know that the Beacon's right.
It just looks like.
So does the value portion of this need to be tabled until we can?
I'm going to tell him unless he wants to postpone.
But it does look like it's inconsistent.
Okay. Listen, even though you haven't, you've raised the issue here, so we'll take it up on the discrimination question. So what we would propose is we've made the motion with respect to the value and the classification, but with respect to the potential discrimination claim, we'd like to table it for a week if that's agreeable with you. Put you back on the docket on the 11th, but we'll try to look at that issue for you because we see what you're talking.
Yeah,
we see
that.
What you're talking about.
Time too.
Not a problem. We see what you're talking about on the Beacon. We'll try to see if there is some issue there. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, my understanding is that all the units of this development are short-term rentals. I may be not, but that's what they're approved for. And I don't mind as I've lost money last year, I'm going to lose money this year, so I just want to be treated fair right now and pay my taxes on time. I just want to pay the proper amount.
Understand. Yeah, we greatly appreciate you understanding, we just need to look into it because you may have pointed out something that there's an issue on, so let's